Welcome to the second episode of Tech Team Bytes. Today you can continue listening to the discussion with Yvonne Winter, co-founder of Flynow Aviation, on navigating transformation and perspectives on ongoing change. At the beginning, we have discussed how industries evolved, how current transformation will change the society around us.
We have different columns of the transformation that is going on from a globally side, from a EU and a carbon emission side. And I participated, or we were exhibiting at COP28 in Dubai. When I now look at it, then, okay, Dr. Sultan Al-Jaber, the president of the COP, he's at the same time president of ADNOC, and everyone was like, how can that be, someone from the oil business and so forth? And then I saw how much effort they put in and that they really take it serious. And I think what we need to learn as a society, as a human mankind, is to listen to each other and to really see how can we jointly develop a world that is worth living in for future generations. And when we look at the global situation right now, then we observe there is so many things that are between nations, between different countries, and as well a lot of discussions are very ideologically driven. And what is required for the transformation is more intercultural understanding on one hand, and on the other hand, more science-driven decisions. And what do I mean by science-driven decisions is that we bring into account all different columns of impact, and not only on a very short, ideologically driven vision. So, for instance, the windmills, we say, okay, we go into renewables, which is a great idea, which is super. But first of all, we don't have the storage systems, so it's not going to work. Second, okay, you set up windmills. You cut down trees. You put a huge fundament of concrete, and you spend so much material and CO2 setting this up that within 20 years, it's not coming back the energy you put in. So what sense does it make? And we need to look at it from a broader perspective, and we need to enhance the knowledge, and as well, especially the knowledge of the policymakers. It needs to be more fundamental research, more science, more background knowledge, in order to take into account all the different impact that we... I think this is pretty much needed. And I know that a lot of people don't want to hear, and I know that I'm creating a lot of enemies now by saying so, but I always want to stick to the truth.
I have the same belief that we, in many cases, especially in politics, we don't have sometimes the right decision makers and policy makers who are educated in the area of science where they are making decisions. And many times we see that they are not involving professionals from the fields. So do you think this integration of the businesses to the process can enhance the growth of European Union in our case?
When it comes to pure lobbying, then we create more issues, and that's what we are observing currently. So what needs to be done is a longer perspective and a more outcome-driven discussion. And on literally, the issue is that people are not listening to each other. And they are all driven from their own, I want to achieve this and that, and that's it. And I go this way, and then there comes lobbying, then there comes the large industries, then there comes all kinds of, I think I don't need to name it, but the only thing that we can change it is to, is education, and is listening to each other, is as well allowing different opinions to come up and allowing broader discussions and bring these discussions as well into a broader audience.
It seems that we lost our social cooperation within some regions and industries. Let's see if the transition and transformation coming will somehow move it forward, because I also believe that this is highly needed. Also, we see lack of cooperation within a spin-off area and startups, especially in CE region. There is definitely needed more social cooperation between the institutions and to bring these discussions where different stakeholders can bring more knowledge and information in order to make better decisions.
Fully agree. Yeah, fully agree.
What do you see are maybe the bottlenecks which we are facing and which we have to basically go through in order to transform our society, which is going through this transformation at the moment?
Yeah, first of all, it's the question, what kind of transformation? Is it the social transformation? Is it the transformation in technology? Is it the use of more AI? Is it all these ChatGPT and other technologies where we have to adapt to as a human mankind? Is it that there are so many different columns of the transformation we go through? From my point of view, first of all, the transformation is that we as humans realize that basically want the same and we should stop fighting each other. What are the basic needs of every human is that you have enough food and you have a nice environment, that you have your family protected, that you have some friends around, that you have social connections, that you live in a safe environment, that you're not in war. We need to get to the awareness that we are all wanting the same. And we should decouple ourselves from all the manipulation that is happening to push us into ideologically discussions and bringing nations and countries against each other. This is the first step, that we start thinking ourselves and that we get information from different sources and that we connect on a people-to-people level and that we start creating bridges instead of cutting conversations. That is the first thing that every individual one should within himself develop. The next step is that we have this digital transformation that, from my point of view, we cannot stop anymore. This is a development that already picked up. This is a development that we are facing and we need to adopt as human mankind. If you look back again into history, then if you look into Germany, there was a time we had 80-90% people working in the agriculture. And now it's only a small percentage and people got adapted to. And the same will apply for this digitalization. And yes, there will be new requirements, new positions, so forth. And a lot of old known workforce or positions will not be there anymore. Mm-hmm. But people will adapt to it and will get used to it. And at the same time as well here, we need to educate ourselves and we need to be aware of the development and we need to see what do we feed into AI and how do we want this to develop and to create a certain awareness that we are feeding this whole system.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about the skills and future skills. What will be the areas where you should really invest your time in order to develop your initial career into in the first 5 to 10 years in order to be successful?
It's very obvious that we all need to deal with AI, and the knowledge that we should really gain is generic AI. So how to use all these data. There's tons of data that is collected and that can be used for different commercial applications. But the question is, shit in, shit out, how to distinguish what is viable data and how to extract the right information from the data. This will be a huge topic and a huge issue. And at the same time, I feel that it's all about personal relationships, and we should not forget about that. And we develop now all these skills on using different technologies and AI and all of that. But we should not forget that some specific deals or businesses or connection, you need personal relationship, and we should not forget that.
Many young companies in the markets are struggling how to enhance the sales. And now you open the topic of networking and creating the relationships. What do you suggest in order to grow the sales in small tech companies?
What I always find very useful is to create a net that can support each other. And if you create value for someone else, is supporting you as well. And I think this is as well one of the future developments in societies, is that we realize that we can gain more by collaboration and by working together and by really stop putting fences. And on the other hand, to come together and to see, okay, you got this, I got this, you got this, I got this. How can we combine it so that we create a win situation for everyone involved?
Mm-hmm. We are coming back to social interaction and coming back to the roots that we need to exchange values in the meaningful level, share them, and cooperate together in order to win in some area as a society or a group.
I need to jump into this. It's really that, again, you need to change your inner perspective. And if you have your inner perspective in wanting others to thrive and wanting others to succeed and create value for them, then the whole thing starts. This is, again, it always starts with yourself and with your inner being. And then everything, then you can go out and then you can develop and then you can start.
What is needed for European Union in order to succeed in a global market?
That's a tough one.
I'm coming to this question because of the one reason. I see a lot of differences within European Union in the countries' levels. I see that the European Union is very fractioned into the small pieces, and it's coming back to the one point that we do not cooperate that much as countries compared to the US market, where I hear from many sources the legislation and cooperation is much easier, as we do have here. What is needed to enhance in order to get better economy, faster economy, and get more results in the end?
First of all, open discussion, open conversations, and they are cut off. It's so ideologically driven. So listening to each other, really allow different opinions, embrace the difference between countries and between the mindset of the country, and to find a common ground. And this common ground can be as well, okay, we are going this direction and we can align on that, but in this certain area, we embrace that you are different and we allow that so that we can align on the core issues to strengthen each other's competences and not regulate everything and press everyone into a schablon, into a frame where he's not happy and not fitting in, to decrease bureaucracy.
I agree with that. And the bureaucracy is basically bringing us back to the ground and not like letting us to be creative and bring and develop the value and the ideas we have in the end.
We cannot overregulate our world, and we need to embrace individuality on one hand and align on the overall goals as a society. It's not easy how to do these steps, and I have no suggestions for that.
Is there something what you would like to share with audience?
We should really start more believing in ourselves and not taking the ideas ridiculous that are coming up. And to give you an example, when Airbnb started, they would have sold 10% shares for 100,000 euro or dollar, sorry. And people said, oh, the market is not big enough. Now, one out of $1,500 in the world is spent on Airbnb. And this applies for so many developments, or think back when there's only room for 5 personal computers worldwide. Or Henry Ford, he stated once, okay, when I ask people what they want, is they want a faster horse. People are limited to what they experience and the life they are living right now. There are very little visionaries mm-hmm. that really see into the future and see the developments and where we go to. It would be great if there is more openness for these developments and listening to the ideas and dig into it with your brain and see, okay, does that really make sense and why? And so that people really open up their mind. And I think this would be great.
That's true. I hope that these things will be going to this positive direction, and only we are creators, so we can influence it, we can work on it. And I really believe that all the areas and startups and spin-offs will be moving towards right direction, especially here in our regions. And I'm glad that we had today discussion. I believe it's really important to bring these topics to the wider audience and also to open kind of eyes that we still can make impact, we still can make change.
Yes, everyone can. And this is what we need to know from our hearts. That it's not that we need to take the world how it is. We can contribute, everyone, all of us. We can contribute to a world worth living in. Not only for us, but as well for our future generations.
Amazing. Thank you, Ivan, for having this discussion today. And we are in the end. So if you want to say something as a last word.
Just thank you for listening, and always stick to your heart and stick to what you are convinced. And yeah, stick to the truth and not let yourself being beaten by life, by circumstances. Just stand up to your own truth and to your own being.
Thank you for the listening. In our next episode, we will speak with Craig Matthews from the Austrian Scientific Park and Managing Director of MyDigitalTwin. We will discuss how to craft your story and build bridges for business development through networking. See you in our next episode of Tech Team Bytes.